It's time your hard-earned money works harder for you. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested cash earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. No account fees, no minimums, and free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts anytime. Join over a million people who trust Wealthfront to build wealth at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and is not a bank. APY on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY. With markets changing and living costs rising, finding a reliable place to grow your money matters now more than ever. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested money earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. There are no account fees or minimums. And you also get free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts 24/7. So you always have access to your money when you need it. And when you're ready to invest, you can transfer your cash to one of Wealthfront's expert-built portfolios in just minutes. More than 1 million people already use Wealthfront to save and build long-term wealth with confidence. Get started today at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage is not a bank. Annual percentage yield on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. The cash account is not a bank account. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.
We are a weekly podcast, Soul of a Gamer.
Hey, I'm smart this time.
Let's not go that far, okay?
I will fuck it up again!
I love pressing that button. That was my favorite button.
That's definitely. This game gets really fucking weird.
So you do acid and then you go into the hamster suit.
And this week is...
Night Trap!
They're right behind you, Night Trap!
10-year-old birthday party. Next scene, kill the kid.
You got to kill the kid. Sha la 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 la, car is coming. Throw your body into the car and die. All I could do every time I was playing Ethan was just would start walking around and go, Jason.
Oh God.
It's just.
Wait, yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter. Oh wait, I should not sing anymore of that.
Did that come alive when the internet started? Is that when that happened?
I think that was like one of the first like YouTube things. Well, I mean, like I definitely know it was like a huge YouTube thing.
Yeah, but I wonder if it like came from some old TV show or something. I can't remember if it was like one of the first ones or not.
No, I think it was just like a random YouTube thing.
He's like, yeah, we're going to make this stupid song that people are going to remember for 20 some odd years.
I mean, that's how a lot of those songs happen, dude. They were just like the most random shit ever.
Yep.
Like, what the fox? Like, what was that?
What does the fox say?
What the fox say?
I mean, that was
that's
like
the most
a
random fucking
no,
thing
that's
ever.
That's a children's book, isn't it?
I mean, I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
that
whole thing's
books,
a children's
turn
book.
Turn into a song. That's fucking more incredible, and I love it even more than I already do. Which that's one of my hugest.
It's either a children's
songs,
book
but...
or like a children's little like story because foxes don't say a lot of stuff.
Hey, bing, 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 bing.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm
welcome
Scott,
back. And I'm Steven.
And he sucks.
I do.
And we're sold a gamer podcast. At a lot of things.
A lot.
He's right. He's right.
And I joke about sucking a lot of penis, even though I've never actually done it.
He's a liar.
No, well,
he sucks at lying.
Ah.
weekly podcast. We're doing another hot takes this week. We are doing
very hot.
Our favorite taglines from abilities from characters and games, and we are doing our favorite zombie games.
Yes. Can't wait for both of them, actually.
Mm-hmm. All right, you want to start this out, Steven? Tell me your favorite tagline. Tell me one of them. I'm not... All right, by the way, guys, these are not ranked for me. I really don't have a ranking for a lot of this stuff because it's... Like, putting one above all else is hard, so these are completely unranked for me. I'm not sure about Steven, but for me, unranked.
I have totally unranked as well. I also have like a couple of different varieties of answers for different like kind of categories. I didn't know if we wanted to like kind of rapid fire through some of these. I didn't know how many you had as well.
I usually only do three. So we'll stick with the three.
Okay. Well, one that I immediately didn't think of, but then I watched a ton of videos on taglines and thought was actually really fun was honestly really dumb, but it's just the objection button in Ace Attorney. The Ace Attorney, like Phoenix Wright series, it's like this lawyer game. And honestly, as far as like a lawyer game, as crazy or stupid as it might sound, it's really intriguing. It's done like by a Japanese studio. It's based off, I think there's even an anime for it that's like the exact retelling of the game.
Interesting.
But it's such a really cool like court case where you actually have to like dissect clues in a courtroom and then use that clues as like cross examinations, and you can like object to anything. Like it's like a legit courtroom battle, and they made it a video game, and it's cool as shit. But every time you just get to go objection and catch someone, it just like, it has this whole anime thing where it does this like objection screen, like a normal like anime flash pauses on something and then does, like says it up on the screen. It's just really cool. It's very much like comic book style. I just like, it's really fun every time you do it.
Character with really long hair and like perfectly toned muscles comes out and stands with their arms crossed and talks really monotone.
Exactly.
Yes, every time.
But yeah, it's really fun. It's really stupid, but I don't think that game gets a lot of love, so I wanted to just give it out, throw it out there.
Fair. All right. Well, I'll come at you with one of, it's probably the most famous one, honestly, out there right now. I've heard it since the game's been out. It's been all over the place. It's the scariest sound you'll hear in a game if you're not doing it. It's High Noon.
Oh, fair.
You got it. Like McCree in Overwatch. That's just, it's a moment in a game where I believe it's heard by everyone. And it's just like, as soon as you hear it, you're like, oh my fucking God, I'm going to die. Or if you're the one who's doing it, you're like, I'm going to get five. I believe it's five. I don't think it's three. It might be three. No, it's five. I'm pretty sure
remember.
It's five.
It's five. Yeah.
And it's just like almost five instant kills. Like, and it's just, it's so fucking, and that tagline, it's like, it's perfect. It's fucking absolutely
perfect.
Well,
and it's Matt Mercer. I mean, Matt Mercer is such a great voice actor.
Yeah.
And all controversy aside from that character, that tagline is legendary.
What's
and
the controversy
honestly,
for the character? Is it because he's a cowboy?
It was named after one of the people that at Blizzard or whatever that had the controversy of the sexual allegations against them.
I don't give
a
shit.
So they changed
about
the name of the character.
Oh,
in the
they
game, actually.
What's the name of the character now?
I can't remember what the name of the character is now, but they changed the name.
All right, okay. I guess it doesn't matter.
I just thought I'd mention it, but
McCree is a cool name, whether it's named after someone or not. Like, the name doesn't really, only a couple names in history really go down as maybe we don't use those names anymore, you know? Only a couple.
I mean, that's fair. I just know a lot of people hated that name because of that, so I just wanted to address it.
I didn't play Overwatch a lot, so I get that. But yeah, that is like a tagline you hear, and it sends shudders down your spine. So
see, I almost said the Hanzo ult from Overwatch just because that was my favorite in the game. But High Noon definitely was the one that I saw brought up the most myself as well.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. Well, I just kind of came. That was the first thing when I read the prompt. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's High Noon. That's the only one that really matters. That's the most famous one, I feel like.
That's fair. One that I saw on a list and I thought was really great. It kind of brought nostalgia back to me was Fostero from Skyrim, just doing the dragon shouts. Like any of the dragon shouts, especially Fostero, that's the first one you learn. It's the one that everyone remembers. If you had the Kinect. Yeah, if you had the Kinect, it was great because you actually could just say it and it would do it.
The failed Kinect.
Hey, man, it was failure and it sucked a lot, but at the times it worked, it was really fun. And it was really cool.
Never again will they do that. Outside a VR kind of thing, I think.
Dude, I did enjoy having it for the times that I had good moments with it, but it was not worth the price. It was so much of a failure.
Yeah. All right. I like it. And I mean, when you think about that was like, guys, seriously, in 2009, I believe, is when that game came out.
Something like that, yeah.
I had a buddy who would just walk around and just start saying it. And he'd be like, what are you doing? He's like, it's just the coolest fucking thing from a game. Like, it was a cool little thing. And it's like, if you do it with the correct, like, what do I want to say? The correct severity, I guess, and the correct severity,
like tone and tenacity.
Well, and the timing, because it's not like
true.
It's not right away. He does it like very. You could do it very quickly or very.
Yeah. Something like that. Like you
it sounds
like
fucking
it.
Cool. Like yeah. It sounds like you're releasing air from your fucking body, and
exactly.
That's what's pushing people back. So
yeah.
That is a cool tagline. I like that one a lot.
No, it's really fun. Yeah,
I got to come up with one of the most famous ones. Of course, everyone knows this one. Just you want to guess what it is?
Get over here.
Oh, that was a good one. Actually, that one's probably more famous. This one's pretty famous too.
Okay.
Falcon. Wow.
Oh, okay. I almost said that one too.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite. When I played Captain Falcon on Smash, and I guess through every iteration, because I believe he's been in every single Smash.
Yeah, I think so.
Like the first time you play it, you're like, "Well, this is fucking cool." Well, that punch is fucking OP as shit. And then you play Smash Melee, and you're just like, "Oh my god, I'm the best at fucking timing this shit." And then you hear it in your sleep and you're like, I really want to play Smash right now.
Well, and then you have that one friend that's all they do with that character.
Yeah.
So it's just the entire match is just Falcon Punch. And then you give them shit for only Falcon punching and they'll throw in one Falcon kick.
Yeah.
Just to fuck with you.
And like the Falcon kick and the Falcon kick. Like, that guy's Captain Falcon's taglines and that. I don't know if that's how he is in F-Zero, but if it is, he's a funny character.
I don't even know if he's like voiced in F-Zero at all.
I have no idea, but apparently he is the most macho character in the world. So,
I mean, there he is.
He get says over here, his name with every one of his attacks. I didn't even think about that one.
Oh god, that's so funny though.
All right. What's your next one?
Okay. Ooh, what am I going to do for my next one?
You can do four, because I do have an extra one, and it's from the same game, so I wanted to keep them a little bit separate, but I like them both.
All right. I guess I'll start with... I kind of have a tie in Marvel Rivals that I really like. First one is Spider-Man's Ultimate. He's got two different taglines, but one of the taglines is, "You get a web, and you get a webber, you get a webber." It's something to the effect of like the
boo.
It's funny.
Boo.
It's stupid.
At the time,
but it's
at the
funny.
Time, it's funny, I bet. But when you do it, it sucks.
Yes. Especially because I got the words wrong even. It's
you get a web and you get a web. Everybody gets a web.
Exactly. See? Use that way better.
So are you trying to say that he's just taking it from fucking Oprah?
Yes. Okay. But that's kind of quippy and stupid.
So we're saying like Oprah's tagline is really good.
Yeah. And then the one that I actually loved probably the most, one of my favorite characters in the game, Moon Knight, every time he does his ult, he just yells, "The moon haunts you." But I love every time he gets interrupted because he just starts yelling, "The moon," and then just stops. And
yeah.
It's stuck in my head. I just start going around "the moon" all the time. It's like a joke now between me and Jin. We'll just randomly shout "the moon." It's the dumbest shit, but it gets stuck in my head and I love it. I hate it, but I love it.
All right. All right, well, of course, I have to talk about Skies of Arcadia. So basically, every character in Skies of Arcadia has a little tag before they do an S move, which is a super move.
Okay.
And two of my favorites, and they're not even their best super moves, but they're cool little lines. For the first one, I'm going to do "Pirates of Old, Defend Our Cause." And he says it like right before he just throws down this giant twister ability that kills, well, doesn't kill, it does damage to all creatures on the field. And nice. It's just fucking cool. I like that line. It's pretty cool. And then the other one is actually the most used move by me anytime I do a playthrough of this game. It's so annoying to hear it so fucking much because I use it every single battle.
Oh, okay.
But it's "Fire, consume my enemies." And they always follow it up by saying the name of the move, and it's for her, it's Lambda Burst.
Oh, okay.
So she'll say,
"My enemies,
Lambda Burst," and that's all she'll say, like over and over. That's the only thing I know she knows how to say.
Lambda Burst.
It's just
oh,
because
gosh,
it's such a good
annoying.
Move. It hits all enemies. It does like a little slow. It can stun some enemies depending on a hit. Like it's really, it's a cool move. I like it a lot.
I mean, that's fair. It's a tough in some of those games when one of the moves is just so powerful,
yeah.
even though it can be like the longest animation or the...
it is a long... She uses a boomerang as her weapon. She twirls it in the sky, and then it splits into four and throws down on four different areas, like in a square, and it hits the entire field doing that, but it's like a 10-second animation.
Oh, damn.
Which is, doesn't
so you get
sound
the annoying
like a lot.
Sound bit and 10-second animation.
Yeah, and if you're grinding, which then all you're doing is battling for hours on end.
Then that's all you hear over and over and over.
For hours on end.
And that's how you torture yourself.
Yep.
So I guess I'll stop with one last one. This one I thought was really fucking funny, and I almost wondered if you would say it just because of how much you loved it in the game.
Let's hear it.
It's from Heavy Rain, the Jason button.
Jason! I guess that is... Well, when I was thinking abilities, I wasn't thinking like just things characters say.
I mean, that's fair, but it's kind of funny that it's actually like a button press, so it's almost like an ability, like you're triggering in a way.
Jason! Just walk around the world saying Jason.
So bad, but...
Who's his other kid again?
Sean. So it also has the Sean button later in the game.
Sean. No, Sean. I think he's faster.
Oh, yeah, he does
like
it
super,
weird in Sean.
He does like a super quick, like, normally you'd be like, Sean, boy, Sean. Like, you'd yell it, but he's like, Sean. Just like the stupidest.
And well, even the really way he says Jason, the cadence of that is so
God,
awful.
I hope I meet that voice actor one day and punch him in his dick.
You wouldn't punch him in the dick. You totally want him to like record a message for you saying Jason.
Yeah, just say this is Scott.
With markets changing and living costs rising, finding a reliable place to grow your money matters now more than ever. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested money earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. There are no account fees or minimums, and you also get free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts 24/7. So you always have access to your money when you need it. And when you're ready to invest, you can transfer your cash to one of Wealthfront's expert-built portfolios in just minutes. More than 1 million people already use Wealthfront to save and build long-term wealth with confidence. Get started today at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Wealthfront Brokerage is not a bank. Annual percentage yield on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. The cash account is not a bank account. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.
Fucking whatever.
This is Scott, not Jason.
It wouldn't be as cool, though, because we don't use our answering machines all that much anymore.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
I have one honorable mention because I don't know if it ended up in a game or not, but it's a great line in the Dragon Ball Z anime. So I'm sure eventually it ended up in a game.
Most likely.
And it's "Here comes the birdie" from Raditz in the first episode, I believe, when he meets Piccolo.
Interesting. I can't remember if that's in any of the games.
I don't know, but like because
I would say
it'd probably
be a Kakarot if it was in any.
What?
It would probably be in Kakarot.
Well,
if
I'm
it's
thinking
any
like
of
Budokai.
Games.
It could be in Budokai because
true.
They use those abilities.
True.
But I didn't want to go in and try to find it. So it's like, you know what? It'll be an honorable mention because I like the line, "Here comes the birdie." And then you just throw this giant energy blast.
I think I can go back and replay missions. I could just go back into my Kakarot game.
Yeah, let's go into the Raditz one because that's where it happens. It's Raditz. All right, let's jump into zombie games then. What you got for your first zombie game? So tell me what you got, what you really, really got.
So I wanted to say a caveat with this. I'm not saying any of the ones we talk about all the time. So I'm going to go ahead and say I'm not going to talk about The Last of Us, The Walking Dead Season 1, and Left 4 Dead 2, because obviously if you bring them up, we'll definitely talk about them still. But I wasn't going to put them on my list for that reason. So I will talk about Plants vs. Zombies.
You know, I used to play that a bunch back in the day. I feel like I played it on my phone, though, because I believe it was a phone game before it was a proper game.
I can't remember. I played it on PC before I played it on phone.
Yeah, I can't remember
myself,
either.
But I don't know.
I remember having fun with it. Like, it's just a fun little, like, almost like base building game, you could call it.
It's like a tower defense game.
Yeah.
It's like a lane tower defense game. It's really fun. I played the shit out of it back in the day. Honestly, yeah. I didn't even think about it until like Jen randomly was like, did you ever play that Plants vs. Zombie games? And I was like, oh shit, I played the fuck out of that game actually. Yeah, yeah. And I went
but
down
there's so many
hole.
Better games now that are the same thing, but like way better. So you don't even want to play
mean,
it.
True, but it is kind of just like a fun, simple game. Like if you're just looking for like a chill time, like it's a really good, like chill, kind of like a puzzle kind of game. It's one of the simpler tower defenses that you'll ever play. Yeah. So if you want like a intro into it, it's a really fun intro into it. It's really kind of cutesy art style. It's cool. It's got good, right, good shit.
Right. All right, well, I'm going to start out with the first Left 4 Dead, actually.
Ooh,
so I
okay.
love Left 4 Dead 2. Like, that game is by far so much better than Left 4 Dead 1.
Oh, 100%.
But your first time playing Left 4 Dead will never be the same if you started with Left 4 Dead 2. Because Left 4 Dead 1 was just so... It was creepy. The first mission was just fucking awesome. The last part of it where you have to escape the rooftop, which I believe is the first one.
Okay.
It was just so hard to do, and you had to like jump on the buildings and run away from zombies, and the tank would come in, and like it is actually scary too. Like they'll come out of nowhere and just fucking start beating the shit out of you, and then just get all around you and completely destroy you.
Damn, I don't think I remember. I don't really remember the first one because I definitely played the second one first.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's sad. You sad son of a bitch. I don't remember when the games came out, but the first, I think they were only like a year or so apart. They were not very far apart.
I know it was you and Zach that definitely got me into Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, it was just, it was so much fun back in the day. Yeah. It was the coolest game in the world. That's a game I really want to go back to. I bought it on Steam for like a dollar or something.
But... I think I bought a disc copy last time I saw it in a game store just to make sure I always had a copy, but I think I bought it on
Steam. What's wrong with the disc copy, Steven?
I don't remember.
The servers for the Xbox 360 are shut down, I believe. So you can't even play online anymore.
I think I did buy it on Steam as well. So.
Yeah, Steam is the way to go, guys. If you want to play the game, buy it on Steam. But this game, like, the zombies are just so... And this is coming out of the cusp of, I should say, 28 days later. Because that's what made zombies fucking cool. Because if you watch the old zombie movies, which are fun, but not, like, super scary. They're slow. They're timid. They're, like... Yeah. There's nothing crazy about them. Then you get to fucking 28 days later and holy shit, does it change the fucking game. Because now all the zombies are aggressive and they're fast and they're tearing down walls and they're jumping on top of each other and like it's cool. And then you get like DayZ coming out and DayZ was kind of like that. And
I like the horde stuff in DayZ.
Yeah. Because it was cool. Like the horde stuff was really fucking cool. And then Left 4 Dead really epitomized all that and turned it into a very proper fucking game.
Yeah. I will say a hot take of mine. I don't really care for the 28 Days Later movie.
No, you know, I don't really care for the movies either. But I think the movie was important to change the dynamic of what zombies do.
It brought fast zombies into the world, which needed to happen because World War Z happened then, Zombieland happened. Like a lot of like really fun zombie movies with fast zombies in it happened because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. On to the next one. This one's kind of a two-way tied for cheesy zombie games that I absolutely love. But Dead Rising and Lollipop Chainsaw.
Now, you kind of forget that Lollipop Chainsaw was a zombie game because it's like a satanic game-ish.
Well, it's like most of the enemies you fight are zombies, but it's like a necromancer wizard controlling zombies, but like also has like some weird like demon fights. Or I don't even remember what everybody was. Honestly, it was weird.
Somebody has a crush on you or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was a weird game, but it was so awesome. Game. And James Gunn wrote it, and it was hilarious and bizarre and outlandish. And same with Dead Rising. I love Frank West as a character. I love the shopping mall, being able to pick up any item, being able to just wield anything.
Yep.
Was the coolest idea. And it
so Dead Rising's also my second one. So we'll just expand on this a little bit. So Dead Rising is just, it's one of those games that you don't expect to be as good as it is. Cause it's not like you're normally in zombie games, I think what they do is they make you some kind of special forces character or a policeman or like a guy with a lot of guns. Like you're always somebody who has a way to defend themselves. And really in Dead Rising, you are not that person whatsoever. You are
photographer. Not prepared.
You are like stuck on a building for 3 days. You can't even leave.
Like, it's so ridiculous.
It is so ridiculous. And like, that's what makes it so cool and accommodating because you're not only like picking up every item you can see. Steven's right. You're in a fucking shopping mall. You can find so many items like just to turn into weapons.
You go to the sports section, you get a golf club, start hitting golf balls at people. I mean, you get a baseball bat, you can just start wailing at people.
You can then find guns, but honestly, the guns are like the least fun thing to use in the game, I would really say.
Because, like, I mean, like, you wouldn't even think, like, some of the items, like a shower head would be, like, a fun item to use. And then you stab a zombie in the head with it.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden the blood starts draining through the shower head because it goes that graphic sometimes. You're like, what the fuck? This is so wild.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, shit, that's awesome. And then you find out using a lawnmower is, like, way too effective and gross, but also way too fun.
Yep, yep. And like, and I mean,
it's so wacky. And the game the does bosses are ridiculous.
Yeah, I was gonna say the game does feature like things outside of the zombies, which are really cool too. Like the human bosses are actually really humorous and fun to fight. The clown guy was like, fucking crazy. The
clown guy's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think he threw Molotov cocktails at you all the time, if I remember right.
Well,
I think that was the like Western area.
Dude who threw the Molotov cocktails. Clown was the double chainsaw.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
With the shopping cart. Doesn't he have a shopping cart?
I think so. Yeah.
And then there's the guys so in like that fucking vehicle out in the lawn the military area. Vehicle, oh my the God, I hated that. Fucking,
or whatever.
When you're trying to just make it across the goddamn air courtyard. Yes. God. So fucking annoying.
It's the most batshit bonkers story. Like, do you remember what the zombie virus started for him in this game?
I don't remember, but I remember there was a girl there that you kept meeting up with randomly.
Yeah.
Who I assume had something to do with it.
The whole premise, spoiler warning, if you don't want to hear it, skip ahead a little bit. But they tried doing artificially growing like cows and stuff to make food bigger and stuff so they could produce more from less cows to deal with overpopulation and feeding problems. And some of that, like the bees ended up stinging these cows. And then they ended up getting this weird reaction to it. And then the bees were the one submitting the virus to everybody. And so it was literally a zombie virus. And I was like, what the fuck? You guys are so stupid.
Dude, I forgot because you can find you can capture the bees in the jars and then use them to kill all the zombies in the area or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah. It's the most bonkers,
I got to go back. I own the game. I need to go back and play it.
Honestly, I thought about getting the remastered version of it because sounds really fun.
What's the remastered version on?
Everything.
Everything? Well, maybe I'll grab it on Steam. Or maybe, I'd probably grab it on Steam. Xbox.
Yeah.
And get achievements. I'll probably
grab it on Xbox just because of the achievements.
Yeah.
But I think it's only $50 normally, but I think on sale recently I've seen it for like $30.
Okay. Nice.
$30 or $40 on sale. I can't remember, but. Definitely a fun game though, and so inventive. And the sequels aren't as good, but they are really more inventive.
I thought the number two was really, really good.
I don't like the time constraints of number two
because you have to keep doing injections,
right? Because of having to do the Zombrex every once in a while.
Yeah,
like every 2 days or something. It's really annoying to have to deal with. It kind of ruined the game for me because there was way less time crunch in the original for me.
He's still only at 3 days, but like,
yeah, but I mean, like, you didn't have to keep going back to a home base and have to keep that in mind. Like, you could just keep exploring the mall.
You could go back to the home base if you wanted to, I guess.
Yeah, but I hated that you had to in number two every like couple hours. Like, it was so annoying to have to keep re-ingesting that medicine and having to keep finding it.
Fair. All right.
But I love 3 because of how inventive and doing the combo weapons, because they expanded on the combo weapons from 2, which everyone loved in 2.
Like doing the right things for sequels instead of like falling back, which a lot of games end up doing. Like they're like, well, people really like this, so let's get rid of this thing.
Yeah, well, in number 3, the bosses are all the 7 deadly sins, the like zombie version of the 7 deadly sins.
Okay.
Like Lust is like this skinny.
Is it Meliodas?
Lust is that would be awesome.
That would be fucking hard.
Lust in this one was this like skinny dude with like a giant strap on like dildo that had like ways to like kill you. And he would like use like dildo guns and shit on you. Like it was the most absurd thing ever. Like Gluttony was this giant fat woman on like one of those scooters that was like
the moped scooters or whatever.
Oh, dude, it was so ridiculous. Oh, and God. So, like I said, these movies or these games are like such B horror, like fun. Like if yeah. you love cheesy, but stupid shit.
In the best absolute way.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'll give you my last one here.
Okay.
So I have to go because scariness. Holy shit. Resident Evil 2 remake.
Yep.
My God. Yep. I was terrified the entire time playing this game. Like,
yes.
Like every zombie that comes at you is just a new experience of terror for you. And you're like, yeah, finally, I have a gun with 25 bullets in it. Now I'm going to take out these zombies easy. And then a fucking horde comes and you waste every single bullet. And you're like, well, yep. Okay, I guess I'm fucked. Cool.
You board up all the windows. You feel safe. And then a horde comes and you have to steal all this shit again.
Yep. And, you know, I want to, like, this game is just so fucking wild and good. Like, the terror aspect of it is fucking crazy.
Well, like, and probably the best remake ever made. And yeah, like, remakes ever made.
It's got to be in the top five somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably among the other Resident Evil games, to be honest.
I mean, Resident 4 remake is fucking awesome as shit.
They do a great job with those remakes. They are very good at doing that.
Both of those are 5 out of 5, 10 out of 10, whatever you want to say to it. They're not perfect games, but they are the closest you could get to perfect, in my opinion.
Okay.
That I think they're unbeatable. They really are.
He means like series unbeatable is so revolutionary. In the comparison aspect, not like in the
But
I want to give an honorable mention because this is a game I actually put a shit ton of hours in, and it's one of my favorite zombie games of all time. It's just, it is scary. I'll say this right off the bat. It is very scary when you're playing alone. When you're playing with a team, it actually makes it a lot less scary, and you can play online with it, which is really cool. So I suggest people get this, and Steven would actually really like this game too, I bet. It's State of Decay 2.
Oh, yes. I actually thought you were going to bring this up because I know how much you love this franchise.
This is one of my favorite franchises. Like, this was just, and it's not even a good franchise. What it is like, what I mean by that, it's not a game that they took very seriously when they first released it. I think the whole point in releasing it was to, make games for Xbox One.
Oh, okay.
I think that was the studio was made by Microsoft to make games for the Xbox One. That's all they wanted to do.
Okay.
And so they made the first game, which was okay, you know, and I liked it. I had a lot of fun with it. I watched a cool remember Major something? He was Major Nelson?
Maybe.
He was the Xbox like guy. He was this older dude who would talk about like the games that were coming out and everything like that.
It kind of sounds familiar, I don't know if I can't say for sure.
I think his name was Major Nelson. And if you ever watched any of the videos of upcoming games, he would always be the guy covering them. And he and this other guy did a little interview on this game to tell you how fun it was. And he'd be like, yeah, you know, the game is really good. The thing that's really crappy is like it's clearly made for Rush. Like it was made in a Rush. They got it all done very quickly. But honestly, the mechanics of the games are cool. The base building's really cool. The fighting's really cool. The combos are really cool. You can like hoard weapons. You could sell shit. Like you can call in drops of food. You have to be like mindful about how much medicine you have, how much food you have, like all that kind of crap. Mm-hmm. So there are constraints to it, but it's a base building game. So you kind of expect to be at the base a lot.
For sure.
But the only reason it's an honorable mention is because I think the other games I mentioned are better.
That's fair. I mean, I really have thought about getting into that, and I saw it on a couple of lists.
Number two is fucking incredible.
Yeah, especially because the number two has 4-player co-op.
Yeah.
And, which is really awesome.
And it's less, basically, number two has a continuation mode. It's like New Game Plus, you know,
where
you get to beat the storyline you're on. There are 4 different storylines. There's probably more now that been like a shit ton of updates and everything. And each storyline has a different place you can go to.
Oh, nice.
And you can go to that place and build a base, and then you can finish that storyline, and you get these perks. And some of the perks are like, start the game with like 1,000,000 bullets.
Oh, damn.
And, yeah, like all that crap. You get leader perks, essentially, and you get to cross over 2 leader perks every single time you beat the game.
Oh, okay. So
whatever your favorite leader perks are, you cross over.
Yeah, that sounds awesome, actually.
I'm telling you, man, the game is fucking phenomenal.
Okay. I got one honorable mention myself, because this one didn't start out... Actually, it's still not even its own game, but it's just inside of a game series. It started in Call of Duty World at War, and this is Nazi zombies.
Nazi
zombies. Fucking phenomenal. When it first started, I think it's crazier than it's ever been now. I don't know if you've seen some of the new Nazi zombie shit. Like,
no.
It's like the amount of secret shit in those worlds where you have to like shoot certain things and do these different passwords into these different things and buy certain things in different areas and then grab items and throw them in a different area. And they're like all these hidden puzzles to summon these giant like boss monsters. It gets so ridiculous with all the shit in it now, but it's so cool if you really get into it. But I mean, the original Nazi zombies was just so legendary and so scary, and everyone I remember
was
buying this
legend,
game just
wait
to play
for
this.
It dairy
it was yes good Barney Stinson reference, but oh my god. I could not stop playing this game, and every time, especially when you get the ray gun, that's the time you'd make it to round 20 or so.
Yeah.
Because every other time, but it was just the Nazis zombie screams were terrifying. I loved the music for it all. The toy box was a fun like sound every time. The monkey bombs were an awesome approach to it.
Okay.
I don't know if you played those very much.
No, I don't think so. Have you ever heard of the game Unturned?
Yeah, isn't that like the Minecraft kind of style?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Minecraft game. But it's like all the world is like zombies essentially, and you're building shit inside the world.
Yeah,
it was a cool little game. I only gave it like 10 minutes of playtime. It was fun. It was just really confusing when I played it, but I played it like at launch.
Yeah, I remember so, I downloaded it, and I think we might have played a tiny bit together or at the same time, because I also played
launch,
it for like 10 minutes. Yeah,
because yeah. I think we're always looking for new games to play together, and it's hard sometimes because a lot of games that come out require a lot of fucking time to put into them.
Yeah,
and like we try to find games that require a lot of time, but also like a more
games that like you can master if you spend a lot of time playing, but you can jump into at
and,
a base
and
level and be pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, that was the episode. Yeah. That was all our games. Unturned is another zombie game, guys. If you wanted to give it a try, I think it just takes the Minecraft shit and turns it into a little town with a bunch of zombies.
Don't know much about it, but there you go.
All right,
we will see you next time.
See you next one. Bye.